Committee Chairman Douglas Munzora of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai tells Studio 7 that it is very important for members of the public to participate in the meetings. Munzora says public meetings will begin on August the 24th in major urban centers and smaller towns such as Beitbridge, Rusape, Chiredzi, Gokwe, Plumtree and Mutoko.
We should subject this amendment appeal to a public hearing. That means we are going to have public hearings to determine what the attitude of the people of Zimbabwe is to the bill. So the public hearings are going to start on the 24th of August, immediately after the opening of parliament. President Mugabe is going to open the parliament on the 23rd of August, and the following day we will have the public outreach for the bill.
Security is an issue, says Munzora. And Clerk of Parliament Austin Zoma will approach Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri to ask that the Zimbabwe Republic Police protect legislators and citizens taking part. Act 2.
Definitely the proceedings will take place, but we are engaging the ZRP on that, and I think the Clerk of Parliament will be writing to the Commissioner of Police to make sure that the members of Parliament are safeguarded and that those who try to attack members of Parliament are brought to book.
Munzora warned that those who choose to sing or otherwise disrupt meetings, such as occurred during parliamentary hearings on the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission bill, run the risk that their views will not be taken into account. Irene Petras, Executive Director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, said the question of violence during parliamentary public meetings must be addressed urgently.
I think that it's the right thing to do. We've got parliamentary processes that have been there for years and years, which allow democratic debate and input from the public. And if we're going to allow one disruption to take over and to change the way that democratic processes have been happening over so many years, then it would really be a sad day for us.
Last month, a crowd of suspected ZANU-PF youth activists disrupted public meetings and battered legislators during meetings on the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission bill. No arrests were made at the time, however, and Petra said authorities must take action against the police if they continue to stand by without moving to arrest perpetrators. The Electoral Amendment Bill proposes a number of changes to the existing electoral law with a view to promoting free and fair elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.